今天我这个分享的题目是：你一直是被耶稣认识的人。
So my title is that you are always known by Jesus.
你知道现在我们有很发达的 social media.
So we have such developed technology this world.
甚至我们不同年纪的就用不同的 social media.
Even you know we have different social media for different generations.
你问问这个 Abigail, 他们用什么？
Yeah, let's ask Abigail, what kind of social media
do you use?
Instagram.
WeChat is to give 爸爸妈妈面子。有一个机会跟让爸爸妈妈说话，他们自己都去 Instagram, 是不是？
If they use WeChat, that means they really own the parents. They want to communicate with parents.
在北美生活久的都用的是什么 ？Facebook, WhatsApp.
Okay, if you live in North America for long, you use Facebook and WhatsApp.
Young people 用别的东西。
And then young people use some other.
我们都不知道。
Other tools we don't know.
说一个不夸张的事情啊，我们家老二是2011年生的。
I want to use an example which is not exaggerated. My second daughter was born in 2001.
她很小就开始用 iPhone, 用这个 WeChat, 用各种各样的这个 social media.
Yeah, when she was really little, she started using all kinds of social media.
我跟我们家老二说，我说微信是2010年才上线的。
I told my second daughter WeChat was up, you know, started using 2010.
这个我们的手机啊，这个 iPhone 手机啊，是2005年才出现的。
And the iPhone was really developed in 2005.
She was shocked.
I was really shocked. 我是非常震惊。
她非常震惊，你知道为什么她非常震惊吗？她觉得微信和 iPhone 手机从上帝造天地以来就有了。
She said all these iPhones and WeChat supposed to be created when the heaven and earth was created.
因为她一出生就有了吧
？Because it was there when she was born.
但是他们使用 social media 比我们要 so deep, 要更加深入的多。
So it's just so easy for them to use social media.
我们小时候玩的什么？
So what did we play when we were little?
一个铁圈，一个铁钩。
So we roll those steel
wheels. 马力开花二是一，是不是
？And we use rubber bands.
我们听着很幸福，我们没有手机，我们跟小伙伴们玩一天，知道爸爸妈妈喊我回家吃饭，回家。
So we were so happy because we just played the whole day until the father and my call you home to eat your lunch.
所以世界卫生组织调查呀，这个 Z 时代就是这个2000年出生以后的人。
So the WHO they had some kind of study and for the generation after, it's called the Z generation, it's born after 2000.
抑郁率爆发是我们这些老人的3到4倍。
And the rate of depression is 3-4 times higher than us, the older generation.
75%的 Z 时代的这些年轻人，他们认为自己很孤独。
75% of Z generation, they think they are really lonely.
他们常常认为怎么样？没有人真正懂我。
And they always thought nobody really knows me.
虽然他的账户上可能有几百人。
Even though there are hundreds of people connected through social media.
虽然他也打扮好了。自拍一下 ，pose 上去，有很多人点 likes。
Though they really, you know, like pose, different dress, and everybody will.
但是他还是觉得很 lonely.
She or he still thinks very lonely.
我想大徐他们住在 Harrison 都不 lonely， 他们为啥 lonely 啊？
So I always think, you know, with James, they live in Harrison, Hotsburg, they are not lonely. Why? These guys are lonely.
Wendy 住在 Delta 都不 lonely, 他们为什么 lonely 啊？
所以是
people living in Delta, they are not lonely. Why they are lonely?
因为借着互联网，借着 social media 的这种认识，不是真正的认识。
Because, very simple, the knowing each other through social media is not the true knowing.
不是真正的
认识 true relationship, not true relationship.
你知道什么是真正的认识吗？
What is the true relationship?
就是亚当遇到夏娃的时候那样的认识。
It's the moment when Adam saw Eve.
阿达一见了那个夏娃，我们表演一下，我演阿达，他演
搞错对象了。
亚当一握手，哇，你是我的骨中骨，肉中肉。
So Adam, look at even as the bone of my bones, the flesh of my flesh。
美丽的夏娃呀
，so beautiful。
对，实际上，上帝在让亚当认识夏娃之前，让亚当干了一件事情。
Actually, Lord did one thing before Adam came to know Eve.
你还记不记得上帝创造亚当之后，让亚当看守管理伊甸园
？Remember when Adam was created, Lord assigned him a job to look after the Garden of Eden.
想想我们，像 David 想想你收拾花园的时候，很辛苦的。
So.Think about David, and when you look after your garden, it's very tiring.
但是他们家有很大的花园。
They have a very beautiful big garden.
十一个邻居而罩着他们。
Lord has 11 neighbors around his garden.
有游泳池。
Big garden.
有个游泳 swimming pool.
And swimming pool.
Raccoon 喜欢来喝水。
And raccoon likes to lick the water.
哎呀 ，David 天天想办法跟 raccoon 跟各种各样的 wild animal, wildlife 搏斗。
So David has to find ways to fight the wild animals.
但是他很幸运，他背后还有一个温蒂指挥他。
He's very blessed that there's somebody who's going to issue command what to do here and there.
Adam, doing a lot. He's doing a lot.
But Adam, that time he was doing it alone. 他自己在一个人在做。
更关键的是，神给了一个特别特别难的工作。
But even more, God assigned a very difficult job.
你知道什么工作吗
？You know what's the job?
想知道吗
？What's the job?
什么工作？他把所有的动物都叫过来，让亚当起名字。
And God called all the animals in come in front of Adam and asked him to name all of them.
对，师母说很有趣。但是你要考虑亚当的心情。
But you, yeah, it's fun. But think about what Adam feels.
什么心情啊 ？Zebra, it's called zebra.
帮忙，帮忙，来。啊，
但是这是公的，这是母的。
And there's a male and a female.
好，大象来了啊！这个是 elephant, elephant.
大象。
对，这是 male, 这是 female.
这是公的，这是母的。
然后哦 ，monkey， 啊，它的名字叫 monkey，
猴子，猴子，
啊，这是公的，这是雌的，
这是公的，母的，啊，没有
太难了，
啊，这个阿达姆越起名，心里越难受。
The more he named the animals, the more he feel lonely。
在这个事情，我发现两个很有意思的现象。
So you discover two things。
这个命名啊，命名。他其实就是界定了这个人的怎么样，这个人的 character， 这个人生命的界限和特质。
Naming somebody is actually defining somebody's character。
这个命名也界定了你们之间的关系。
And the naming also is characterize the relationship。
所以啊，给儿子起名自己起，不要去找 fortune teller。
So, if you want to name your sons or daughters, you do it yourself. Don't go to fortune teller.
你可以翻中国的古典书籍，你可以看圣经。
You can go to the the classical Chinese classics or Bible.
你让那个 fortune teller 去起，就跟亚当把权力交给蛇一样。
So don't ask a fortune teller to do it. 就是算命的来做这个事情。Otherwise, it's like Adam gave the right to the snake.
你是一家之主。
You are the one. You are the head of the family.
你像我亚当一样，你要给他起名字。
You are like Adam. You are going to name him.
对，这个当起名字的时候也是怎么样？他们彼此认识的时候。
When you name somebody, also it's a chance, it's an opportunity for you to know the person.
你看亚当管那个 zebra 叫斑马，发现他这个条纹了，是不是啊？这是一种马，这是有斑纹的马。
So you see.The Adam named zebra because Bangma there's a stripes white and black.
Deeply, 可不可以深刻地认识这个生命
？He can know this kind of animal deeply.
但是我刚才说了，刚才那个师母说，这不挺好玩的吗？是，他看了一千个、一万个、十万的物种之后，公的、母的、公的、母的、雌的、雄的啊，这个 male、female， 他不高兴了。
So those Susan said it's very fun to name this, but after naming 10,000 animals, male, female, and he feels more, his feeling is getting worse.
上帝他怎么样？他发现所有动物都有对应的，公的母的对应的。
So all animals has male and female. There's a partner.
他却没有生命的对应者。
But he himself has no partner.
他的 body and soul all lonely.
So he feels all lonely by himself.
灵魂
by himself
没有对应者。
His spirit, his soul is lonely.
这还没开始呢，这成圣难了。
So the life just started to become so difficult.
你猜这个 Adam 是什么反应？
So what do you think Adam react?
连上帝都指他说，哎呀，这个人独居不好。
Even the Lord said, God said, it's not good for the man to live by himself.
你说上帝怎么看出来的？
How do you know that God knows?
我猜啊，那个亚当那个脸上表情已经不是那么好了。
So I think that Adam showed himself he's very lonely.
这个希伯来文啊，说这个独居啊，就是把这个枝条从这个主干上掰折的，是一只什么呀？蛇的枝条，断条，称之为独居。
So Hebrew language said if somebody is living by himself, it's like a broken piece of sticks.
而且你
by himself，
而且你注意到哦，这时候罪还没有进入人类的社会。
Just remember, at that moment, the sin hasn't entered into the human heart yet.
上帝已经看到了什么？不好。Something.
God already saw that something which is not good.
神说：“哇，造的东西都好，都好，甚至是甚好。他造了人之后，造了 Adam 之后，是甚好。”
God says everything is good. After He created Adam, He said it is very good.
但是呢，他看到 Adam 一个人的时候。没有对应者的时候，他说不好。
But when he see that animals alone by himself, he said, "It is not good."
我要造一个配偶帮助他。
I will create a partner to help him.
于是怎么样？让亚当睡觉。
So he made Adam sleep.
从这个那从他的侧面，拿出一块骨头来，用肉合上，造了一个女人。
So he take out one of his ribs and then made a woman.
所以当亚当被神领到夏娃面前的时候，
夏娃领到
哦，当夏娃被领到亚当面前的时候
When Eve was led by God to Adam
他有没有把夏娃当作另外一匹斑马或者另外一头大象呢？
Did he treat her as a zebra or an elephant?
没有，对不对？
No
他说这是我的骨中骨，肉中肉。
So this is my bone of bones and flesh of flesh.
这个中文这么一翻译吧，他把这个这呀、啊、给翻译的平淡了。原文那个这它是一个独立的这。好，我们来自不同的地方啊，有 came home 空空，有从四川来的，有从山东来的，有从天津来的，有从北京来的，湖北湖南各地方言。你把这个这翻译成方言，
这样的这，
这样的这。北京话这
yeah, yeah, actually,
这
in the Chinese translation
惊叹号惊叹号
this
这
not shown
好多声音 Cantonese
in different languages talk about this
how say they
这
oh, surprise
oh surprisew
Wow! I guess it's English. Wow!
这
他是哇被这个对应的对象被这个女人震惊了。
Well, he was surprised by his this woman in front of
him. 他的这个喜乐，他这个惊叹无法抑制。这
And he was so surprised, so overwhelmed.
这是我的骨中骨。
This is the bones of my bones.
肉中肉。
Flesh of my flesh.
我就这里夸一下我们的老祖宗。
So I want to eulogize our ancestors.
我们迷人的老祖宗就造了这个骨这个字。
So our Chinese ancestors, they created this character, bones.
Bones. 你看 上面是骨头的形状。
On the top is a piece of bone.
好像小狗咬那个骨头。
It's like.
其实它是一个脊椎的横切面。
It's actually this collarbone.
有 medical error 的人可以理解啊。你看那个骨头的骨上面，这是不是一个脊椎的横切面？下面是什么？下面是肉。
下面是肉。Okay. But on the bottom is the flesh. On the top is the bones. It's the spine.
亚当说了一句骨中骨，肉中肉。咱们老祖宗一个字儿就是给概括了。
So you see, our ancestors they cover this phrase just with one word.
你看看，而且这个中文说骨，它不是一个简单的器官。
So when Chinese talk about bones, it's not just one organ or one.
这个骨跟你的 character, 跟你的特点，跟你的性格，跟你的精神，跟你的文化特质，跟你的本质。息息相关。
So in Chinese, when you talk about bones, it's related to your character, your culture, and your personality.
如果下面太难的话，您不用翻译了啊。你看，咱们随便说几个成语：脱胎换骨、铮铮铁骨，啊，
so,
这个骨肉相连，
so many,
是不是？
Chinese proverbs, they have these bones in bone in it.
粉身碎骨，纯不怕。但留清白在人间，请问这是谁写的诗？
So many many proverbs are related to the
bone. 这就是文化人。
Yeah, this is the one who know Chinese culture.
浑身碎骨浑不怕，但留清白在人间。这骨头还是一个器官吗？不是。
So the bone is not just symbolizing an organ or part, just a part.
非常有意思。希伯来古人虽然他没有见过中国人，
You know, it's very interesting. The old Hebrews, though they didn't ever see any Chinese.
因为我们的祖先从他那边跑过来了嘛，
actually,
就再也没回去嘛。
Actually, our ancestors was immigrated from their region.
他们还在美索不达米亚那块儿，我们跑到中国这块来了。
They are still living in Mesopotamia, but we come to China.
但是 Hebrew 的这个棒的意思、本意也是原意。和中国的这个棒一样。
But interesting enough, in Hebrew, the bone is the meaning is very similar to Chinese.
所以当亚当说你这是我的骨中骨，肉中肉，请注意我的断句啊，不是这个是我的骨中骨，中太平了啊，这是我的骨中骨，肉中肉。
So you see, the Adam said, this.
This.
Wow, this is my bone of bones and flesh of flesh.
他的那个惊喜，不只是看到了什么，看到了一个雌性，他看到了灵魂的对应。
The joy is not just from us, you know, female and male and female, but it's a connection of soul.
Kevin 可以理解。
So Kevin knows what's going on.
当 Kevin 见到自己的新娘的时候
，So he just got married. So so his beautiful bride and said, "This is my flesh of flesh and bone of bones."
Joshua 呢
？And Joshua too.
Joshua， 你看不要藏在后面嘛。
Joshua hiding there.
当初的时候是不是一种感觉
？So when that moment, it's the same, right? Yes.
我用的是过去式，现在呢？
So,
也是
现
在
也是
I use past tense but actually now it's the same
他的求生欲很强就是这样就是这样当亚当遇到夏娃的时候他不是生理性的遇到他不只是精神性的遇到他是全身心的被震撼他找到了一个真正认识自己他也认识的这样的骨中骨肉中肉
So when Adam met Eve it's not only a partner it's not onlyA connection of a soul, but it's the whole being was overwhelmed.
他们俩相遇和相识，有互相的认识啊，是什么？是本质上的认同。
So when they meet each other, it's a kind of a clash, in everything in nature.
你看这个健康的婚姻也是这样。
So good marriage is like this.
你老公没有以前那么帅了。 没有以前那么帅了，
多掏一些土。你看我，情人眼里出西施啊
！He's still the best， 帅很帅。OK， 所以 husband
是你会发现你越来越爱他
，but you find you love him more，
more deeper。你不只是认识他的外表，你认识他的灵魂。
Because you not only knows his appearance, but more important, you know his soul.
我们分享了亚当见到夏娃那一刻的惊喜。
So we are sharing about that surprising joy, when Adam met Eve.
我们再把镜头拉远。
So now we stretch our lens.
观察上帝整个的救恩的历史。
So we are going to look and at the whole salvation history.
那个亚当是首先的亚当。
So that Adam was the first Adam.
那么谁是末后的亚当啊
？Who's the last Adam?
耶稣基督。
Jesus Christ.
那我们一起来说，耶稣基督。
Jesus Christ.
那么谁是末后的新妇啊？新娘呢
？Who's the last bride?The church,
the church. 所以以弗所书有句话说他，我们是他的肢体。
So, Book of Ephesians says that we are his body.
你说这个 body 翻译的不好。
So this body is not the best translation.
应该用原文。
So we should use the original language.
原文怎么说的
？The original says.
教会是耶稣的骨中的骨，肉中的肉。
So, the church is the flesh of flesh and the bone of bones of Jesus Christ.
上帝一直认识你。
Because God always knows you.
他不是那种高高在上的，哎呦，你们都是尘土，哎呦，我认识你，不是那种高高在上的认识。
It's not just a superior God and standing there, look down upon you and, oh, you guys are just dust.
不是那种，哎呦，我需要一个说话的伴儿，我需要一个这个一个另外一个来解决我什么样的需要。
It's not like that. God needs somebody to talk to him or to meet his needs.
耶稣基督爱教会，如同
Jesus Christ loved the church just like Adam loved Eve.
这是本质性的认识。
So this is a kind of a clash of nature.
我们知道这一点很重要。
It's very important to know this.
否则我们觉得啊、哦，我信有神。
So if not, we would say, "Oh yes, I believe there is a God."
但这个神离我很远。
But this God is too far away from me.
跟我没有关系。
It has nothing to do with me.
或者这个神很厉害。
Oh, this God is so powerful.
我太害怕他了。
But I'm so scared.
或者说我必须讨好这个神，像小狗讨好主人一样。
Oh, I have to please this God with a trembling heart.
我必须给他钱花，我必须把我们家最好的东西献给他。
I need to offer him the best of my money, best of my thing.
不需要。
The belongings.
不需要。
No, we don't need.
他爱我们。
He loves us.
甚至胜过亚当爱夏娃。
He loves us more than Adam loved Eve.
好，我们来说几个有趣的一个现状。首先
，We want to show a few examples。
当夏娃被带到亚当之前，亚当参与夏娃的这个创造了吗
？So one question is that before God brought Eve to Adam, did Adam do anything involved in the creation of Eve？
亚当陷入了沉睡。
So Adam went to sleep.
亚当陷入沉睡有两层意思。
So Adam went to a deep sleep. There are two meanings.
首先，上帝创造夏娃不需要亚当的帮助。
So first, when God created Eve, He does not need the help from Adam.
夏娃的出现完全是上帝的恩典。
So the Eve coming to being is totally purely from the grace of God.
第二个
，second，
亚当的沉睡
，Adam went to sleep，
象征着死亡
，it's a symbolize a kind of death，
它象征着基督怎么样，已经在十字架上
，it symbolizes Jesus Christ need to be crucified on cross，
借着他的死亡，诞生教会
，through his death， the church is born，
今天我们也是这样完全的活在恩典中。
Today we are the same. We live totally in grace.
而且我们也相信是耶稣的死亡造就了我们的存在。
And we also believe because of the death of Jesus Christ, we come into being.
第二点，我们看到当亚当看到夏娃。
Second, when we reflect when Adam see Eve,
如同基督看到他的心腹教会。
Just like.Jesus Christ see his bride which is a church.
他们将迎来本质上的合一。
So there will be a true unity.
不是一个奴仆见到了一个奴隶主。
It's not a kind of a relationship between a slave and a slave master.
不是一个行乞的一个 beggar 遇到了他的行善的对象。
It's not like a beggar and so he's a beneficial.Benefit.
而是一个本质的合一。
It is a unity. It's a true unity.
没有第二条路。
There's no second way.
耶稣要在我们中间做我们的主，做我们的王。
So Jesus will be the Lord and the King inside of us.
也是做我们的新郎。
And also be our bridegroom.
我们也必须进入到耶稣的身体里面。
We also need to go into His body.
少一个都不行。
So, this is nothing 一个都不能少 without,
一个都不能少
without you, without
我们每个人都是必须的进入他的国度他的国度才得以圆满
So each one of us need to enter into his kingdom So his kingdom has that fullness
直到他的国度圆满他才能满意
So when his kingdom comes to that fullness He will be satisfied
我们才得安息
And we will have true rest
记不记得在诗篇里说过很多这样的话
Remember in the Psalms many Bible verses say things about this
神啊你认识我
Lord you know me
我在我母腹成形前你就认识我
Even before I was conceived in the womb of my mother you knew me
我就是长出清晨的翅膀飞到海极居住你也必寻得我
So you knew me, even though if I have wings and fly to the end of the earth, you still know me.
在圣经里面有很多的认识被翻译成了其他的动词。
So in a Bible, you know, many translations about knowing into some other verbs.
耶和华一直的鉴察我。
You see, the God always examine me.
你说鉴察吧，他好像在监视我似的。
No, that examine is like invigilate, you know, like monitoring you.
本质是他一直认识你。
But actually, he always know you.
你的每一个处境，他都知道。
So everything you are going through, God knows you.
你的每一个步伐，他都在同行。
Every step you step.In, he is walking with you.
你或向左，或向右，最终他都在那里等着你回家。
No matter you are going to the left or going straight to the right, but he is waiting there, waiting for you to come home.
这也可以解释为什么我们这么特别渴望去认识神。
This also explains why we are so longing and eager.To know God.
这也可以解释让我明白为什么我们只有在他里面才能得到真正的安息。
So this also explains why we can only find the rest in Jesus Christ.
因为他们是我们的本质。
Because he is the true truth.
我们从他而出。
Because we come from him.
必须回到他里面。
We also need to go into him.
我们的生命才得完全。
Our life will have that fullness.
这是为什么我们中国人说天人合一。
This is why we Chinese culture says heaven and earth and humans become one.
天人合一的终结不是让人得哈佩。
And heaven and humans become one is not just for the happiness of man.
是让上帝的创造得完全。
And it's also for the fullness of the creation.
我们又说回到上帝说他人独居不好。
We come back to the verse in the Bible. God says,
这个不好。
It's not good for humans to live alone.
这个不好不是罪。
So this not good is not about the sin.
这个不好是什么？是他的创造必须要得圆满。
So this not good means His creation need to come to a unity, to the fullness.
所以说上帝创造了天地万物，他说好。
That's why when God created the heaven and the earth, he said it's good.
所以当上帝说创造了亚当之后，他说很好，甚好。
But after he created Adam, he said it's very good.
但是当圣经的最后一句是什么？说我必快来，他愿意速速地来到那个新娘的面前的时候，他说我必快来。
So the last verse in the Bible says when Jesus Christ wants to come to his bride, and he said, I will surely come back soon.
告诉你一个秘密。
I tell you some secret.
这就是这个真相。
This is also something revealed.
你想天堂降临。
You want heaven to appear on earth.
你想见到耶稣，见到你的新郎。
You want to see the bridegroom, Jesus Christ.
耶稣比你心里还着急。
But Jesus Christ himself is more eager to see you.
比你心里还渴望天地更新，天人合一成就，神回到我们的中间。
He is more eager to see that, you know, that heaven and earth become one and all these things become to its fullness.
有一天当耶稣见到你的时候，
One day Jesus see you.
你和我不是一个被审判的状态。
But you and I are not under judgment.
而是我们要借着信心来到他的面前。
We come before him through faith.
他要像亚当见到夏娃一样。
He will be like when Adam met Eve.
他高高兴兴地见到你。
He'll come to see very happily.
他非常喜乐地见到你。
And very joyfully.
你也高高兴兴地见到他。
You are also going to see him very joyfully.
喜乐地看见他。
And see him joyfully.
当时就不是 joy 了，是 rejoy， 是一起的喜乐。
And this is not just a joy, it's a rejoicing, a lot of joy.
他也要说同样的话。
He will say the same thing.
你是我的骨中骨。
You are my
肉中肉。
Bone of bones and flesh of flesh.
好，我在这里做一个宣召。
So I will have a call.
你已经接受这份恩典了没有？
接受。
Have you already received this grace?
你愿不愿意这位新郎来到你的面前？
Do you want this bridegroom to come in front of you?
你有没有发现你就是耶稣这位基督的骨中骨肉中肉？
Have you discovered that you are the flesh of flesh of Jesus Christ and bone of bones?
无论你现在处在什么样的处境中，
No matter what kind of situation you are in,
像耶稣说的那样
Just like what Jesus Christ have said
不要害怕
Do not be afraid
不要惊慌
Do not dismayed
我认识你
Because I know you
我必快来
I will come soon
祷告奉告耶稣的名
Amen
We pray in Jesus Christ's name
我邀请我们亲爱的 Pastor Wang Pastor Bing 为我们做一个祷告
哈利路亚我们天上的父我们谢谢你
Oh Lord we will give thanks to you
So 我们相信主啊是的主你爱我们就像亚当
We do believe you love us so much
亚当爱夏娃一样
As Adam love Eva
今天主啊你借着这个信息向我们的讲话
Yeah you go through this message You speak to us person to person
主啊我们就谢谢你
We give thanks to you.
主啊，是的，主，再次的说，因着你的恩典，我们将来都要很喜乐的来到的面前。
Yes, we do believe we are in your grace. We go through your grace. We are come to you face to face.
啊，和你永远同在。
We are within the rejoice and with you together forever in the eternal life.
今天不管发生什么，我们都记得你爱我们。
Whatever we go through any situation, we know you love us.
主啊，我们谢谢你。
We give thanks to you always.
奉主耶稣的名。
In the name of Jesus Christ, Amen.
Amen. Amen. 感谢主，我们可以。